Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
It's been 10 years since the Massachusetts Museum of Contemporary Art, MassMOCA, opened in North Adams out in Western Mass. It opened in 1999 with many promises, including one that it would revitalize the North Adams economy. But has it? In the first of two reports this week on the impact of MassMOCA in its first decade, WBUR's Andrea Shea examines the museum's financial effect on the town.
Standing in MassMOCA's exposed brick lobby, you can sense the ghost of North Adams' industrial past. The pretty but gritty former mill town is off the beaten path in the northwestern corner of the state, hours from any major metropolitan area. From the beginning, museum director Joe Thompson says the location raised eyebrows.
It was an absurd idea to build a very large institution devoted to contemporary art in North Adams, which was not the most likely of places for this.
It was unlikely because the town was reeling after the Sprague Electric Company closed in 1985. Thousands of jobs disappeared, devastating the town. The Contemporary Art Museum offered a promise to revitalize North Adams.
Take out the word museum and just run the numbers on the number of visitors and the amount of money that it generated. It worked.
That's State Representative Daniel Bosley of North Adams. He lined up millions of dollars in state funding for the project. One study measuring MassMOCA's economic impact found an increase in the number of jobs since it opened, along with higher property values and tax revenue. It's pumping $14 million a year into area hotels, restaurants, and shops. After a decade of operating in the red, Director Joe Thompson says MassMOCA is seeing more than 110,000 visitors annually, and the museum is finally making money. On a rainy Thursday, Susan Wisen drove 4.5 hours to MassMOCA from Ithaca, New York.
I really like that it's in an old factory building, and it's very easy to see art here. I love to go to Manhattan and see art also, but it's a little more challenging with place to stay, parking, all that sort of thing. It's very easy here.
Wisen visits several times a year and stays and eats locally when she makes the trip. Michael Supranowitz, president and CEO of the Berkshire Chamber of Commerce, says visitors like her have helped transform downtown North Adams.
It was very, very bad up here before MOCA moved in. Now, yeah, not everyone's successful. But what's great is when one restaurant fails, someone else is in their spot within a year.
Sopranowitz says MassMOCA is living up to his expectations, but not all small business owners agree.
I'm expecting more. Put it that way.
Vinny Patel owns the Corner Market convenience store, walking distance from the museum.
It does not impact anything. It's just the same routine life. I still see my regular customers here. It has to grow. It's just not enough for the town.
Patel is not alone in his thinking. In fact, what's been called the MassMOCA effect has fueled a political debate between the current mayor of North Adams and his opponent. The mayor holds it up as a success story, while his adversary warns the town should not put all its eggs in the MassMOCA basket. Some of State Representative Daniel Bosley's constituents question whether an art museum was the best choice for North Adams.
Every once in a while, you'll hear somebody on the local level asking us why we aren't putting manufacturing in those buildings, why we're putting art in those buildings. But I think if you take a look at the job base, if you take a look at the traffic that's generated, if you take a look at the buzz for North Adams.
Then it's a win, says Bosley. MassMOCA's exhibitions are written about and reviewed in publications all over the world. Many people say it's hard to quantify the true value of MassMOCA's reputation. For 33-year-old Jody Joseph, retail manager at the museum, it manifests as pride and a job in her hometown, which she never thought she'd have.
I spent a lot of my life apologizing for coming from North Adams originally, but now I have tons of North Adams pride and embarrassed about my prior embarrassment. But, you know, the city did. It took a long time to escape its lesser reputation and sort of begin to flap its wings again, so very happy to be here and be a part of that.
And Joseph says if Mass Mocha wasn't here, she would have left town a long time ago. For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.